a never-ending battle with noxious and invasive weeds. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
I'm Roger Batt with the Idaho Weed Awareness Campaign, and the war on noxious weeds here in the state of Idaho continues.
I have known Roger Batt for a long time, and ever since we met, he has been committed to ridding the state of Idaho of invasive, noxious weeds. Awareness and action are important to controlling these unwanted plant species, and in some cases, the state is winning the battle. But in other cases?
Some of the weed species we're not winning the war on are rush skeleton weed. Back in 1961, the first infestation of rush skeleton weed was about an acre. It was located in Banks, Idaho. Nothing was done at that time. As a result, we have over a million acres now of rush skeleton weed across the state. We're not really getting a good hold on poison hemlock, not as good as I would like to see in the state of Idaho. It's one of the most toxic plants in the Western Hemisphere as far as being poisonous. If kids were to get into this and eat it, it would kill them. And I hate to see that. As well as pets, any grazing animal that gets in and eats it will also die, even a goat.
Bat has new concerns this year, as more and more western hemlock is being identified across the landscape of Idaho. And that's not surprising, given that this plant loves water, and we are a state with lots of water. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.